Another. There's what?
Our mutual assigned to individual also.
Yes, there are evil angels, and yes, they are assigned to people. The evil angels are the left hand of God. It's the judgment side of things, okay? An evil spirit from the Lord came upon Saul. You know, now that's getting into a little hairy theology. I do believe that that is what happens. Another question? Are all left-handed people evil? Only the ones I don't know. Yeah, when it speaks of us judging angels, know ye not that ye shall judge angels?
Uh-huh. How does that fit in? Is that dark and light, or the angels, or is it? And how do we, who have been created lower than men, suddenly become capable of judging?
The question is, how can we who are created lower than angels judge angels? We are not always going to be lower than angels, any more than Jesus was. Jesus himself was made a little lower than the angels. You read that in Hebrews 2. It was a temporary thing, and then there came a point when he was raised above every power and authority and throne. And we are with him in that throne, and as such, yes, we will judge angels as well. And in fact, well, we're already in the process of judging them. You know, I mean, not everybody does, but there are ministries that are called to judge angels, at least to some extent, even now. Yeah. After all, you need practice.
Do you have that book, the good and the bad?
No, we don't need, the word judge, insofar as the word judge means to discern and to separate right from wrong or good from evil, in that sense, yes, you judge both good and bad evil, or evil angels, in that sense. Because you're discerning which one is and which one is not a good angel. But in the sense of judging, in the sense of, say, casting down, obviously we won't cast down any good angels, because that's the Word of God.